His son is Reb Shaul Yedidya. Then they had his son is Reb Shmuel. His son is Reb Dan. Now there are two brothers that are present. One is Reb Moshe, and the other is Kushner.
So what was he after?
What year was it? It probably says. 1921. This is the Sharon Levine. It wasn't only his music, it was the Tyrus sound. Yeah. Yeah.
He
spoke about there's a word he says in Parshas Noach that you saw.
Sorry.
There's a word. Everybody knows as much as the Kach and the Gina. And there are many Torahs about the Megina, Kach and the Gina. Some of Malchus of music of the Gina. Each one is to talk. We can stay here for the rest of the trip, just in this aisle to talk about this tzaddik. Each one, it's bizarre. We pass by the tzaddikim, we say a word and say a bit of tilum. But there's a Torah that he has, and the Divya Yisrael has in Parshas Noach, where you know that it says that Af Noach miktanei amunahayu, that Noach was a person of small faith. Rashi brings that down. He was going into the Teva and out of the Teva. With the Meher Mabu, he didn't, it sounds like the Sabbath Shat in Rashi, is that he didn't believe 100% that the Mabu was going to come. So the Divya Yisrael talks about that. How could you say such a thing if the Torah says that Noach is a tzaddik, Tom, why were there also? The Noach was a tzaddik, so how could it say? Af Noach miktani amuna hayamam and v'loy mam. Bibnei me'amam. Hayamam and v'loy mam. How could you say such a lashon? Hayamam and v'loy mam. He believed and he didn't believe. So the Divya Yisrael has a beautiful Torah. And he speaks about how every Jew goes through times in his life. There are times when he feels that the Emunah is very, very, very strong. But then there are times where he feels that it's not clear to him, things are unclear to him. Hayamamin and Alaymamin. And the Majlis says it's not because of a person's lack of faith in Hashem's love. It's because a person doesn't believe in Hashem's love for him. A person has small faith in himself. Af Noach miktanei amuna hayu doesn't mean that he didn't believe in God. He had tremendous amuna in Hashem. But miktanei amuna hayu, that he had small faith in himself. Hayu ma'amin ve'en ma'amin. There were days that he felt that he was a ma'amin, and he felt very strong about that. And then there were times when he looked at himself and he was worried that he wasn't really a great ma'amin. Hayu ma'amin ve'lo ma'amin. And the Tzaddik talks about how they may have marble because of the floodwaters that we're living in at the end of time. It causes such tremendous confusion. It takes away our confidence, our belief in Hashem's love for us. It makes us into smaller people. Maminim v'leimamim, maminim v'leimamim. And it goes back and forth. And that's what a nigun is. What's a nigun? A nigun consists of high notes and of low notes. That's what makes us so beautiful. These tzaddikim from Moses, they were able to feel the higher notes of when a Jew is in a place of godless, of greatness. But they were also very sensitive to when Jews fall into a lower note, into a lower place. And the songs that they compose, which are masterpieces of Am Yisrael, are songs of that struggle of Rotzeh Hashav. This is a chassidus that's not an old chassidus. I mean, it goes back originally. And so on, the Talmidim of the Chayza, but it's not an old Chassidus, it's a very, very modern Chassidus. And the Chassidus, when it transplanted from Europe to Israel, was in Tel Aviv, not in Yerushalayim. It was in Tel Aviv. And then the Majlis, his son, Reb Shaul Yedidya, came to New York and he was in Williamsburg. And they made very, very, very deep connections with simple Jews, with Jews in Eretz Yisrael, Tel Aviv, that were not soldiers and all kinds of people that were not Shomer Torah. And they were able to bring in and out with their Torahs, with their Megina, a sensitivity to understand that in life there are high notes, but there are also love notes. But all together, the person's life is a Shirul Hashem B'chayai. A person's life is a song. So this place that we're in right now is filled with the Korach of Tshuva, to bring Jews back to the Tshuva, because in Majid Sotar it says that even though the Zohar Kodesh says that in Shemayim there's a Heichel HaNegina, and the Heichel HaNegina is next door to the Heichel HaTshuva, this tzaddik said it's not true. The Heichel HaNegina is the Heichel HaTshuva, it's the Heichel HaNegina, it's all. It's the same Heichel. The Heichel of music, of song, is the Heichel of returning to Hashem. Because that's what it means to return to Hashem. The high notes and the low notes, and to come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. One's life, to make one's life into a song to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what this tzaddik was about. He drew many, many, many people back to Hashem as well. To the Yisrael. So we should all be zeichah to sing the Gunam of Kedusha. And through the Gunam of Kedusha that we sing, we should be zeichah to the true Shleim of the Heichel.
Amen.
Yeah.